Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Women of color are coming to the forefront of American politics, and so far they've been Democrats, but now Republicans are starting to put them up as candidates as well, as recently seen in the election of Winsome Sears in Virginia. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by our insider Phil Mateer and former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown. So, Mayor, we're looking at, well, first we knew Stacey Abrams, Kamala Harris, London Breed, Chicago's Mayor Lori Lightfoot. Those are people or names that we have been familiar with, but this seems to be a new thing, hearing from the Republicans.
Well, it's kind of a new thing for the Republicans because the names you cited were all black women. It has been, I think, maybe two or three election cycles in which Asian women have been in particular solicited to run. Orange County, for an example, last time around, 2020, two Asians won in Orange County, and they each female, and they beat incumbent Democratic office holders. Around the country, that's the way things are going to be, I think, going forward. After all, the Republicans need to grow their share of the vote in this country, and they do that primarily not by the philosophy uttered by Trump, but rather by the personalities of the persons delivering the message. And in this case, racial minority women would be ideal.
Mayor Brown, Phil Mateer here. It's interesting, the ones you cite in Orange County, the women of color running as Republicans, and also Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears of West of Virginia, who, you know, everybody says, well, that's the South, they would never do it there. They did elect her. She is a Jamaican immigrant. Do the Republicans seem to be making inroads among the immigrant community?
They literally, frankly, Phil, don't know anybody else. After all, Democrats were the cornerstone of separate but equal in this country post the Civil War. Literally, the Southern Democrats were the ones putting in place many of the Jim Crow laws that barred black people from being able to vote. It wasn't immigrants voting at that time. They had already made it impossible for immigrants to even gain citizenship, let alone be able to vote. So it's not unusual where that was the reality fostered by Democrats primarily. Republicans now really wanting to win are changing their attitude. They are moving away from when Reagan announced his candidacy for the presidency against Jimmy Carter in Mississippi, when they started making inroads into what used to be the racist group of politicians in the South, people seeking office because they were doing it against black folk. Suddenly, they can't grow the number of Republicans from the birth rate process taking place in this country. They've got to do it from newcomers. And in many cases, Phil, newcomers have a different philosophical attitude, and that attitude displays itself dramatically, for an example, in Florida, where the Batistas were the people that created an issue for the opportunity for Republicans to get votes.
Always a fascinating insight from San Francisco, former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown. Our insider Phil Mateer will be back this afternoon with Patty and Chris at 5:50.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.